a Caribbean island grappling with its colonial past. We are a composite people, as Edouard Glissant said. We are a melting pot of the world. The renaissance of a language after centuries of disdain. Speaking Creole wasn't allowed. It was rude to speak Creole to your parents back then. And the intellectuals working to define a complex identity.
Creoleness is not a mixture of genes, of chromosomes. It's the mixture of cultures, traditions, imaginations, and the desire to live together.
Every year in Martinique, carnival crowds take over the streets. The Sunday before Ash Wednesday marks the start of the Jour Gras, four festive days of jubilation and mischief. It's also a time to celebrate Creole identity with some local touchstones, like the figure of Marianne Lapeau-Figue, all decked out in banana leaves.
Marianne Lapeau-Figue.
This is one of our traditional figures, from our pantheon of sacred figures. They come directly from the ancestral and spiritual heritage of Africa, Benin, and the Yoruba people.
Marilyn Psyché-Salpêtrier is president of the local Traditional Heritage Association. Her aim is to promote Martinican culture.
Carnival tells our story. It's a reflection of us, our people. We're made up of very diverse origins. We come from all over the world. Europeans, people from sub-Saharan Africa, people who were enslaved by the French colonizers, also our Kalinago ancestors, the Arawak indigenous people in the Caribbean.
A very diverse population, concentrated in one of France's smallest departments, located more than 4,000 miles from Paris. Over the course of the 20th century, many intellectuals have explored the question of identity in the overseas territories.
First, we had Aimé Césaire, who defined our identity as negritude in the 1930s. Then in the 60s, there was Edouard Glissant, who saw it as a Caribbean identity belonging to the traditions of the Lesser Antilles. And then in the late 1980s, our generation wanted to take globalization into account. Today, this phenomenon means that all cultures live together. Yes, but we've already been living here with many different world cultures for three centuries. So we wrote this book in praise of Creoleness, which can be summed up by saying it's not about universality, but diversality. That is, the acceptance of all the world's diversity, and then that can be defined as the idea of a multiple identity. In other words, not being locked into a single identity, I'm black, I'm white, I'm Asian, I'm Indian, but sharing these identities among ourselves, while of course having one main identity.
In Martinique, you'll hear both French and Creole.
Ça fait beau, moi.
Eh bien, mon Dieu.
Ça a marché pendant la
balade.
Ça a fait marcher.
Oui, nous là.
J'ai dit, mon café, bon soupe.
Oui, mon café, ça toute la semaine. Non.
Et soupe pied, c'est ça, moi.
Les pieds à belle.
The Creole language emerged during the centuries of European colonization. A spoken language long associated with slavery. For years, it was held in disdain and even banned in the classroom. Martinican singer Jocelyne Berroir casts her mind back to her childhood.
Let's just say that we were a middle-class family where you had to succeed, do well at school and get a good job. It was the post-slavery period. My mother's grandfather was a slave. It was rude to speak Creole to your parents in those days, in that part of society. They believed that speaking French was the key to a better life.
Mm-hmm.
Then, at public school, in the playground with my friends, I had to learn Creole. And the local songs that were very popular, the ones my mother liked, the ones my parents danced to, were mostly in Creole. The one that comes immediately to mind... She says she'll pay her rent on her own and take care of the child, that he can go.
An excellent student, Jocelyne went to Paris to study at the National Art School. But her love of music soon caught up with her, and her voice was noticed by the group Cassave, which means manioc in Creole.
We crisscrossed the whole of Africa, and we came back having played to crowds that were unthinkable to us, because back home we had 15,000 people in a stadium, and then we were playing concerts to 80,000 people. Personally, I have a lot of African friends who learned Creole expressions from the songs they loved, and then they sang them because they liked them. There you go.
While Cassave was embraced by a growing number of fans, Martinique's intellectuals were working to lay the foundations for an official Creole language, under the leadership of Professor Jean Bernabé.
For more than 30 years, we fought to create the codified spelling system that we have today, to publish grammar books, to publish dictionaries. I authored the first Martinican Creole dictionary. But we also fought for the introduction of Creole in schools.
Now, written Creole's not only the prerogative of Martinicans, but other Creolized societies too.
We Martinicans might find Réunionese Creole strange to our ears, but with a little effort we can understand each other. So we tried to create a written language that would forge a link between all these territories. It's very difficult, but I don't write in solely Martinican Creole. I use Guadeloupean and Haitian words whenever necessary, even Réunionese words. I call it written Creole, which is different from spoken Creole.
Meanwhile, the Red Devils are out in force for Mardi Gras, a public holiday in Martinique. These mythological figures exorcise evil spirits and chase away people's fears. It's a high-stakes celebration, and the pressure's on to present the most artistic and impressive parade.
Each group has its own theme. Our theme is Dia de los Muertos, so that's red and black with a Hispanic twist. It's in the spirit of the tradition, since it's really the Day of the Red Devils. But we've put our own spin on it today, with a different touch.
A moment of joy, but also of political protest. This year, the Carnival King is a fat, profit-hungry rat who doesn't give a damn about the locals.
The message is really, we can't do much here. And why is that? Because we don't have access to very much. Everything's expensive. Even working people can't get by.
These concerns were at the heart of the recent protests on the island. Led by the RPPRAC collective, the demos flagged up the high prices of the many products imported from France. One of the leaders of that movement is a young farmer who's critical of the lack of support for local production, at a time when large supermarket chains are seeing their profits grow.
Tensions have been at a boiling point for years because we buy everything at 4, 5, 10 times its price. Even the tourists who come here say, how do you manage living here when things are so expensive? It's just impossible, and we're here 365 days a year. If we're part of France, then we should enjoy the same way of life.
Creole is considered to be the language of the people, so it's always used when Martinicans protest or express their anger.
Les amis, est-ce que nous percepter ça?
Being Creole means an awareness of our colonial past. It's ingrained in us. When we fight for something, we speak out with the language that comes from the heart. We have to speak French because we depend on France. But the day we no longer depend on France, Creole will be our mother tongue. It will be the language of Martinique.
Independence or autonomous status is not on the agenda. Martinicans have recently voted to confirm that. Creole culture, however, is flourishing.
In Creole, we say, sleep takes me. In fact, you haven't taken a nap. You can't take the sleep. You've just fallen asleep because sleep has come to get you, and it has taken you with it. That's the Creole language. You have to understand the poetry, all the little detours the language takes. And that's what's fun for me when I write lyrics for Kassav. It allows me to go beyond an ordinary sentence. And I want to keep defending the poetry of this language.
As for the concept of Creoleness, it feels more urgent than ever as nationalism gains ground all over the world.
Creoleness is not a mixture of genes, of chromosomes, although yes, we are mixed race as the result of centuries of history here, but it is above all a mixture of cultures, traditions, imaginations and the desire to live together. And that's its strength. In fact, Creolité is the opposite of apartheid.